All right, so we're going to take up the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Who's reading today?
Can I read?
Yes, Gabrielle, you can.
It's a miracle. All right.
Shucks.
Ready?
So yes. Mishnah. Start with the Mishnah.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arva Sara Sudos.
Esrei Sudos.
Arva Esrei Sudos. Chayv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. So a person is chayv in eating 14 Sudos in Sukkah. Achas bio, achas b'layla, one during the day and one at night.
All right, Rashi.
Yedal sudos, vigamara mefarish tama.
Meaning? Right, because you don't start speculating about why you need 14 meals. We don't know yet, all right? But Rav Eliezer holds you need 14, right? How do you read 14, by the way? What does 14 mean?
To each day.
Yes,
right, to each day. Achas b'yom, achas
b'yom. Well, okay. not necessarily.
What's the other possibility?
14 in one day.
Okay.
So I'll take advice later.
Right, okay. No, no, you'll see. That's going to come up. Okay, go. The Chacham Omrim. Which means?
It's not like, I forgot
Rashi.
I was working on this
in
forever.
Rashi.
Oh. Imratzali Lisanas Ain on his says, Hukin lo ella, im yochal lo yochal, puts a circle. Oh, okay, so I was talking about, like, you can't just be fasting the whole day.
No. He's saying, if a person wanted to fast, right? According to this way of learning the Chachamim, what would we say to the guy? Knock yourself out, enjoy. It's just that the halacha is elaim yochal. But if you
later, though, say that you can't just fast.
It's
hold on, it's from the Ritva. That's from the Ritva. I understand, but right now, the easy way to learn this is what are they saying? They're saying that hey, if a guy wants to fast, he could fast, right? But
except the first.
If you do choose to eat, where do you have to eat?
In the sukkah.
What kind of foods? We don't know. Whatever. We don't know. Let's assume everything. But the point is that... No, that's wrong sukkah. All right. Good. Weiter. Bilvad. Okay, except for which night?
First night.
Right. Rashi? So he can't. What can't he do?
He can't. He can't
fast
on the first night.
He can't fast on the first night. Why? We don't know yet. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain the reason why. Right. So what do we have in front of us right now? We have a very strange machlokas. This is the Resha, the first part of the Mishnah. We have a strange machlokas. Rav Eliezer holds 14 meals, right? One day, one night. At this point, and the Chacham seem to hold what?
One day, first day.
We're not going to put like an amount,
14.
Right? Well, okay, careful saying it that way. You gotta be careful.
It's basically for the first day.
You must have it, it's optional, and there's another idea that on the first night you have to have a meal.
Right, but then after that, it's just like...
That's optional.
Yeah, you just eat whatever you want.
But there's a different, okay, but the way you're wording it, you don't realize it yet, but there's a bias in the way you're wording it. There's a couple ways you can word it. But for now, I don't mind saying it that way. I'm just going to show you that there's a conceptual difference between...
saying you can eat whatever you want?
And then saying, except for the first night, versus saying you're highly in the first night, and the rest of the days are optional. There's a difference between the two. There is a difference. Okay. We're not ready for that yet. So that's part one of the Mishnah. Now, what's part two? Are you supposed to put his phone up here or something like that? Or?
He didn't call yet.
Oh, okay. Vod Amar Rabbi Eliezer.
Mishlo Achal Lile Yom Tov Rishon. Yashlim Lile Yom Tov Achon Shokar.
Okay.
You're on.
Just put him on mute.
Go. But what if I say something?
I'm sorry. He should mute.
That's what I meant to say. He should mute. You don't mute yourself.
Sorry. Yeah, he should mute. Sorry. Chaim, can you put it on mute?
He did. This is Chaim muted his phone.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Okay, whatever. That's okay.
All right. So now you have the second part of Mishnah. But Odom Rebel Yezer, Mishalo Achal Lel Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, Rashi. Yashlin. You read it Yashlim Sudaso Zos, right? Biyontav Achron. He should, what does Yashlim here mean?
Like, fill, complete.
Nope.
Make it up.
What? Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the common word for that? Tashlumah. Tashlumah. Right, so I missed Yontav Rishon, so I have to make it up in Yontav Achron. Okay? Keep reading Rashi.
Okay, Sudaso Zos,
Mishmina Teres.
Mishmina Teres. So this, like you're talking about here, Mishmina Teres. Okay. That's the last of the Suda. Bahol Pim, Shaina, Vasuka, Vagmara, Parthalao.
Right. And even though?
Even though it's not in Sukka, Vagmara will.
Right. Ask on that, okay? But of course, you should immediately ask. Well, meaning, what do you see? What the heck? Meaning what? You're right. What the heck? Meaning?
Why are you able to make up for
why right? How is that possible? How does that make any sense? How could there be a tashlumen on the whereas if the chiv is to have your meal in the sukkah, and there's no sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, how can you possibly make it up? It's absurd.
But Gemara's gonna ask.
I know Gemara's gonna ask that, but you have the.
Why do you need to ask?
Because I wanna. Because even the Gemara asks it, it's because I'll very simple. Whereas asking that question, you know one thing for sure. You can't take Rav Eliezer literally, right? I'm cheating for you guys, okay? You can't take him literally. What the Gemara is going to do is it's going to basically say that he retracts his position, which means that there was some type of assumption that it would function as a tashlumen, even though it's not in a sukkah. But that's already too far. Ah, that's too far in advance.
It is.
We'll get to that. Okay, finish the Mishnah. Right, so there is no cure, right? You miss the first night, you're done. Okay, that's another machlokas. Also bizarre.
I don't get his proof either.
Once it's bent. Once it's bent. They use it all the time. That's a common maneuver.
That's what they use in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they like that. They like that pasuk. It's a good question.
I don't like that pasuk.
They use the Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah. It's a good question. Okay.
I don't like that
pasuk. That's also a good question. Then you're not ready for that yet. But Ellie's implying a very good question, which is that. For some reason, there's a problem of what? Of Tashlumen here, right? But not by, let's say, Shmoneh Esrei. But where's the classic case of Tashlumen? By Korbanos, right? What?
That's our classic case.
What? Just davening?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's take a look at the Gemara. So far, so good? Any Siri? I mean, the questions are fairly obvious, right?
I mean, I've already said my question about the Na'osu Yichalosaki, but I guess that was.
All right. So what does the Gemara say? My time of.
He answered them.
Taduru. Teshvu k'ein taduru.
What? Dwell in your sukkah like you dwell in your house.
Right, because teshvu comes from the Torah. Basukos teshvu shivasavim. So you should dwell in the sukkah like you dwell in your house. So what's his rationale for that? You guys must have a svar over there. I can see. Yeah, go ahead.
Just like in a, you live like in your house, let's say like, you know,
well, just do it literally. He says,
one day and one night.
Ma dira achas b'yom achas b'layla. There's a dira, in the dira, one day, one night, right? Yeah. Meaning what? Meaning, what does that mean? You have.
Like, you live there day and night.
No, no, what does he mean?
Have a meal day and night.
You have a meal in the morning, a meal at night, all right? Okay, yeah. So yes, because I know enough Tali's going to go nuts. Back then, how many meals a day did they normally have?
Two.
Okay?
Really?
Yeah, the Gemara itself is going to ask the question of, what if I only have one meal a day, not the three? Okay. Oh, so the Gemara's gonna. We'll take that. That's the last thing we're gonna do. John, you coming?
So, just like you eat one meal in your house at night and one during the day, af sukkah v'yom v'achas b'leila. So, to in a sukkah, you should eat one meal during the day, one meal at night.
Correct. Okay. So, does that make sense? What questions would you ask in Rav Eliezer's position? Are there any questions you'd ask on that? Does that make sense to you guys?
How does he survive off two meals? Like, come on.
Oh, they did.
They were big meals. Chevy, our chef was cooking for them. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, give him an X.
What?
Give him an X.
Yeah, that's a big X for you.
Hey,
right there.
They were cooking us.
So what would you say? I mean, is there any questions? Does this make sense? Okay, let's get a little better. Okay.
It doesn't say anything about like lunch and dinner. Like why would you pull directly out of that like the number of meals to have?
I mean.
The Chacham's counter is a fair question.
I mean, no,
right. We'll get that in a second.
If you're taking the idea of Sehuda and applying it from house to sukkah, then of course you're going to take the number that you have.
But I think are you saying like in other words he's saying that Teshvu came to Duru, right? What he could have said was is that. Move into your sukkah,
yeah,
and don't leave. Right, don't leave for 7 days.
Yes.
Right, he doesn't do that. What does he do? Is right. In other words, you can ask that question. That's legitimate to ask that. Okay.
No one says that.
What? No, of course not. Nah. But I'm saying, but the question is, you know, it's part of his formulation.
So you have to sleep in it.
We're gonna get to sleep. Yes, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to Tosos, the famous Shita Tosos. You know Shita? First, no, I know. Yeah, first night if it rains. So once Shita Tosos holds, you gotta stay. Right. We'll get to that. That's part of the Dera Shava. You can never go inside.
All
right, go. So, all right, so that's Rebbe Lazar. So what does Rabbanan say? What does the Chacham say?
Rabbanan Kedira.
Kedira. It's not, right, no, but emphasize that.
Rabbanan Kedira.
There you go. Why Kedira? Because it's not, but not.
A dwelling.
Right.
Madira ibai achil ibai lo achil. Just like in your house, you can choose to eat or choose not to eat. Af sukkah dami, just like also by sukkah, ibai achil ibai lo achil.
Very good.
You can choose to eat or choose not
very
to
good.
Eat.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I still find it strange that they, every time they take the one of the words, they always extract it in suit after
it. What? Okay.
No? It's not true?
But what? Okay. Okay.
Kedira, the only thing you think of.
Well, that's true. Like you could say well, that's an easy spot.
Wait, that's a lovely concept. That
I don't
think
it's
a
special.
It's true. It's true.
That's like the greatest like act.
Okay, so let's just finish up the Gemara. So ibai achli ba. So what are Bonin saying at this point? Yeah, don't give me this business of on what do you call it? That you have to eat meals in a sukkah. You don't. Guy can because in your house, do you have to eat in your house?
No.
Guy can fast. He doesn't have. He's not bound by that, right? Okay. So now the Gemara's got a good comeback. The Gemara says not so fast. Nami. So if that's true, then what should? So this is a question on the Chachamim. If you're telling me that you don't never have to eat. So then what about the first night? Right, so that's introducing us to this idea of the first night. On the first night, you have to eat, right? So what? How are they going to answer that? So the Gemara says... Malahalan.
Malahalan, Laila, Harishan, Chova, Mikan, Ve'elah, Rishus. Just like over there, the first night is a Chova, then after that it's a Rishus.
Right, this is the bane of Gzeirah Shavah. This is so difficult. So what's the Gzeirah Shavah? So there's two parts to this. Part one is 15-15. So over there, what do we know about Pesach? You have to eat when?
First night.
On the first night. So too, on Sukkot, hold on. So too on Sukkot.
First night, but then after that's a Rishos. 100%.
So both of them are like that. First night of Pesach, you chayit have matzah, and every other day is Rishos. Same too by Sukkot. Now, but one second. But what was it? But the Gemara has to ask, but how do you know... You got to go in the order of the Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah is Sukkot from Pesach, right? Right? But, well, of course, what question you have to ask on that? How do you know Pesach? How do you know you have to eat on Tetzvah on Pesach? Oh, so the Gemara says, the Hasam Inalan.
Hasam Inalan. From there we know. Over there we know.
Well, where do you know from over there? So Amar Kra,
it says in Pesach, but Erev Toch Lomata.
Which means on this night, you must have matzah. You must have matzah. On this night, you must have matzah, right? That's what the Gemara says, a kasuv kavu chova, right? So that's how you learn out. So now let's go in chronological order. What happens? God creates Pesach, writes in the Torah, Be'erev Tov L'matzos. That teaches you what? On this night, you must have matzah. And then,
teaches you by
Sukkah borrows from that. It says, oh, you see there's a precedent there for the first night? So too by here the first night.
Yeah, but how do you know they're not comparing apples to oranges?
You don't. So let's be careful. Okay, I don't want to go off the rails. Okay, gotta stay on the train. So, no. So the thing is that it is Misora, but not in the cop-out way. In other words, it's telling you that you would never know that on your own. Gzeirah Shavah is right. Okay, so you have to remind that. We're not ready for that yet. Yeah.
Are there a lot of similarities drawn between Sukkot and Pesach?
Like what?
So.
Can you give me another example?
They
what? Seven.
7 days.
Right. Okay. That's true. But
are there no other similarities that we have?
There's a bunch of similarities.
They seem quite different, actually. They both partake of that. But there's no Gzeirah Shavah by what? What's not included, Mr. Shlosh Regalim? Shavuos. No one ever say that in Shavuot Shechayv the first night. It's true. It wouldn't work. Right? Okay. They're not similar at all. You're right.
I'm saying they're similar.
Not only so, how dissimilar are they?
Is this the only thing that's drawn from Pesach to Sukkot?
I can't answer that. You mean from Sukkot?
Either way.
Right. I can't answer that yet. Because that's going to be that's a big chunk of the sugya.
So
how far you go with the Gzeirah Shavah? How far do you go? What do we know for sure?
Does it all stem from this one?
You what? Yes, night. Yes. The reason why, the first night, but not the holiday of Sukkot. The first night.
I know the holiday. Okay.
Okay. All right. So take a look at Rashi. Mikan v'amru, v'ayelach v'shus. The first Rashi there.
Yeah.
Basra. So we know this idea from the last parak in Pesachim, right? Arbi Pesachim, because it says Sheshes Yamim. Oh, wait a second. So 6 days you do what?
Eat matzah.
And on the seventh day is a stop. Mashvi. So they learn out from there that the seventh day is Rishus. Okay. Right, Lefi Sheshvi Bichlal Shivat Shemun Tochal Matzos. Okay, so all you would know from the Torah is that is there ever a chiyuv? That's what I'm telling you. The order is so critical here. Is there ever, and there's the way the Torah writes it, so to speak. Is there ever a chiyuv to eat matzah at all on Pesach?
No.
No, right? There's never a chiyuv to eat matzah on Pesach. So then Rashi says, so what happened? No, you eat. No, meaning what? You're missing a subtle point. Meaning. If you're going to go ahead and have pas, what kind of pas are you allowed to have?
Matzah.
But that's telling you there's a chiyuv. Until Rashi says, the yatsam in a klal, but it goes out of the category, l'lamed.
L'lamed she'achilas matzos ha'amorbo eno chova ela im
bas lecho. If you're going to come to eat, tehei. Then your chilas should be matzah, v'lo chametz, right? V'lo lamed al atzmo yatzah, el lamed al klal kulo yatzah. That's a technicality how it works. But what's his point? His point is that right on the rest of Pesach, right? It's only chiyuv on the first night. All right, okay. First night, not even the day, nighttime. Okay. Fine. Okay, good. So let's go to the Ritva and then we can start defining. So what does Ritva say? So far, so good. Any questions on that? Nice machlokas, right? 14. Now, one second. Just. Hold on. Okay, so we'll talk about that. But methodology standpoint, in other words, first you got to define the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe Elazar. Then you could worry about the Gemara's question of the Gzeirah Shavah on him. You understand?
Right.
So what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, Hadar Minan.
Hadar Minan Av Sukkah E by Achil E by Lo
Achil. So
it says, just like Sukkah.
Oh, that's not there, and I had another one.
You have
it. What?
After the Sukkah, you can choose to eat or choose not to eat.
So Lav Lememra.
So Lav Lememra, it's not saying, Dilo Achil Pasa, you don't eat bread. Day five, Lechol Pas, Bishab, so you don't eat.
Right, so, okay. It can't, so when you see the words, e-bai achil, e-lo-bai achil, don't think for a second that means a guy can basically avoid eating on the holiday of Sukkot. Why? Because, right, you have, okay, well, let's be careful. The first day of Sukkot is Yantav, right, Kedusha Siyom, right, and you're chayav to have a Suda. You're going to hit a Shabbos at some point, you're chayav to have a Suda, okay? So you're going to have at least two times where it's inevitable that you have to eat on the holiday. So you can't really mean ibay achil loy bachel, literally, rather figuratively.
Well, if Shabbos is the first day,
you have to eat on that day.
Obviously, but we said the first day you have to eat.
Right, no, we don't know yet. This is before the Gzeirah Shavah.
Within the confines of this mitzvah.
Right, and all we know is this is the machlokas ibay achil loy bachel before the Gemara asked the question on Rabbanan. Right now there is no Gzeirah Shavah. We don't know about any Gzeirah Shavah. We just know one thing. Rabbanan say what? Ibai achilo bachel. God doesn't have to. And the Ritva is saying you can't take that literally, because of course you have to eat. But what's interesting is what point is he trying to, just in this first line, what is he trying to bring out for you? He's trying to show you something. All right, you don't know that yet. Go on. The Yom Tov, Darina Parak Shal Shosh Achlu.
Darina Parak Shal Shosh Achlu. Tavlo Hiskir Shorosh Chodesh B'Berkas Amazon Ematzir Oso. So if you mess up and don't say Yalav Yavo in B'Berkas Amazon on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. The Shabbos Oso V'Yom Tov Ematzir Oso. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you didn't say Yalav,
you do go back.
You do go back.
Okay. Why is that now? Uparishna, Taima Mishun Rosh Chodesh Iboy Achil Iboy La Achil. Right? Vishabasas Yontov al Korcha Achil. Why do you have to go back if you get if you forget Yalav Yavo? Right?
Because there's no chiyav to eat on Rosh Chodesh.
But there is on Yontov. He's extrapolating, there's obviously a chiyav to eat on Yontov. Go on.
Okay.
Dahar so the Tanas Maham.
Yeah, because on Rosh Chodesh it's not that you don't need to eat, rather you don't have to
You don't have to have pas.
You don't have to have bread.
You can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you still have, you don't have to have pas. You have to eat, you gotta eat something. Kama, right? Umina the Shabbos is Yom Tov al Korchach Achil pas. Okay? Fine. The lekala memar, and don't say what the hainu dafka belaila ha rishon shal pesach shakavo kasav chova. Minichse brav tochu matzos. Uvelel yom tov rishon shalcha de gamrei tesla tesla b'chai l'matzos k'disa b'samach. Aval shar yom tov and lo b'chai l'echol pas. So maybe it'll be fancy. You guys understand what he was asking here? What's he saying here? Maybe you'll get smart. You'll get a little crafty. You'll say what?
It's only by here where we actually make the comparison.
But, no, better. Meaning that the Gzera Tesvav teaches you what? It creates what? No. Tesvav creates the very chiyuv of achil on yantav itself. That's what you might think.
Well, you already know that there's a chiyuv.
No, he's saying, but maybe you'll have a half minute to say. Where do you know the chiyuv comes from? You don't, right? He's taking it as a given. So he says, maybe you'll use the gzera. Maybe you'll say that the tesvav of Pesach teaches you, not just Pesach, but what? All yom tovs come from that. Yeah, there's a reason. Oh, good. Yeah, there's a. Why is he bringing that up? That's a great question. Don't think that. It's a half minute. But it sounds like it's part of the svara. Why is he bringing that up? So he says, Avashar Yom, right? Daha lesam in Damrina and Hasam Stama Bishabasas Vyomta Machzirin Oso, Vlokamar E Machzirin El Bashal Rosh Chodesh, right? Because it doesn't say over there, Stam Shabbos Yomtov, right, that you go back. Rather what? It says E Machzirin El Bashal Rosh Chodesh, meaning you don't go back for Rosh Chodesh, but you always go back for other Yom Tovim. So his point is, don't think you could derive it from the Gzera Shava, from the Tesvav, okay? Fine. Then what does he say? He says, "Amakul Yom Tov b'nei Chazara mishub de losagi de loach apas v'chay b'hem suda v'lecha mishnah k'shavas v'chetzi l'shem." Da da da. Okay. So he says, "Now look at this. Look, this is umash achidish. That's the key line. This whole ritva. That's the key line. Umash achidish. So what is the gzera shava coming to teach you? Umash achidish akasu b'leilya Yom Tov rishon shel Pesach minichse v'erav tochu matzos haynu l'chayvo. What is it? Haynu l'chayvo what?" So it's not telling you you're chayiv and pas because you know that already. So what's it teaching you?
They have to eat matzah.
No, you have to have matzah on the first night. You know why? You already know that already. You don't need the pasuk to tell you that.
What's your uya?
The right matzah, meaning not the ilu medin yontov yotze v'chol shu pasu matzah shira. So what kind of matzah you have to have on the first night of Pesach? No. Matzah Ru'uya. Shmur matzah.
What's
crappy matzah. Rich man's matzah. Which is, it's counterintuitive.
Smart.
No, like egg matzah. Okay? So what's he saying? He's saying that what's the Gzera Shava? This is wild. What's the Gzera Shava? The Gzera Shava is that not that you're not learning from Gzera Shava the chiyuv to eat on the first night of Yantav. You must eat. You're learning that, you already know you have to eat on the first night of Yantav. Rather, what are you learning from the Gzera Shava? You have to have this kind of matzah. You already have to eat matzah on the first night. What? You have to eat matzah on Yantav. Why? Oh, so then he says, so this is the hard part. V'chein b'layla rishon shal sukkah. V'chein what? He's saying, so too by the first night of sukkahs. All right, again, let's make this clear, okay? You have to, if you don't follow this point, you won't know how to define this.
What's the parallel from like shmura matzah to sukkahs?
I don't know. That's a good question. But let's understand what he's saying.
Is that the question?
That is an important question. What's he saying? The Ritva is saying that what? He's saying that you would think, he's saying that that how is it set up? There's a chiyuv of achila that already exists on Yantov, right? You have to have bread. On Pesach, are you allowed to have bread? No, so you have to have matzah on Yantov. So what's the gzeirah shavim coming to teach you? What kind of matzah you have to have. So how does that translate over to Sukkot? I don't know.
You're saying the gzeirah shavim from Pesach to Sukkot?
Correct. The question I think is like this, I think. The question is that, you see Rav Elazar has a very, I like what he's trying to do, right? He's trying to create an objective maisadira. That's his goal, halachically.
What?
Maisadira, an action of living. Right? He uses achila as the vehicle. But ultimately, what's his real idea? That you're chayiv on sukkahs to actually have an, listen, to have an actual positive expression of dira. You have to do a maisadira. Okay? The Chachamim's argument is a very good argument. What they say is that the idea of dira is not subject to, just listen to this, it's not subject to discrete mises. Rather what? No, discrete means like individual. Like you can't say that this is an action of dira and this is not. Rather what? No, better. It's that you can't do anything, you can't do any action that would demonstrate that you're living outside the sukkah. Okay, in other words, like this. In other words, Rebbe Lezer, I think it's a shrewd smart. Yeah, it's good. No, that's good. It's better than the Zachina stuff. Rebbe Lezer is saying that what they're arguing about is that is there such a thing as a halakhic action, a positive action of living? Okay? What's funny about that? Because
who's saying that?
That's a question they're grappling with. The point of contention is about...
They both agree with that. No. It's just whether you do it in the
Sukkah. No. They're not. Rebbe Lezer is saying that, you know what the Torah comes along and does? It actually creates...
It applies it to the Sukkah.
Let me give you an example. Is there something on the first day of Sukkot, what do you have to pick up? A lulav, right? Okay. Netila is a discrete maisa, right? I must pick up this lulav, okay? The question is
that... Eating outside of the Sukkah is also...
No, it's not. No, hold on. Just listen. The Rav Lazar comes along and says, just like Netila is a discrete Maisa, I want to take the phenomenon of living, right, and create a positive Maisa Dira, an action that you do that's an actual expression of living. This is what Josh was bothered by before. It's just, I just want to keep you in the center and not go off the rails, so to speak. Because what you were asking was, why eating? It's not why eating, who cares? It's just that you need to have something, some action that's the objective expression of... We'll get to sleep. Right? We'll get to sleep because that's what the chacham. That's what the. We'll get to sleep. We'll get to sleeping. Don't worry, it's going to come up. But right now, they're going to choose achila. They choose achila, right? Meaning that we're going to use that as our objective expression of dira. Okay.
I see this as a very nice hypothesis. Now we're going to put it through the scientific.
Not that there's a positive expression of dira. Rather, I just kid. What is halacha? Kid dira, meaning. Maybe it's what you meant by extension, but meaning I'm not allowed, I can't do something. Like Rashi gives it away. Rashi says, I don't have to eat the sukkah, but if a guy has pas, where must he have it? In the sukkah. Why? Because he will be doing something, he will be demonstrating outside the sukkah. That he can't do.
They would have to agree that eating the pas is also...
Use the ritva to answer this now. The Gemara comes back and says, oh, but according to the Chachamim, if that's true, according to the Chachamim, right? Now again, let's inject the Ritva. The Ritva is saying the Chachamim don't really mean you never have to eat the sukkah because they agree there's a Chiyuv Yantav that exists. And the Chiyuv Yantav tells us what? You have to have pas. And once I have to have pas, it's going to take place where? Oh, so when the Gemara comes back and says, this is tricky. The Gemara comes back and says, oh, but Chachamim, you're telling me you can, it's Ibai Yachil, what about the first night? Right? You have this Gzera Shava, right? How does the Ritva learn Gzera Shava? What does the Ritva mean when he says as follows? It's a beautiful Ritva. He says, one more time, he says, Umasha chidesh akasa b'leil yom tov rishon shel pesach b'dichsib erev tochu matzos, right? When the Torah comes along and says, you must have matzos on this night, haynu l'chaiva b'dim matzah re'uya. What's the Torah teaching you? What's the Gzera Shava at this point? The Torah is teaching you what? Chayv to eat? No. You know you're chayv to eat matzah already. You know why? Because Yantav, you have to have what? Pas. And we know from the Torah, what kind of pas are you allowed to have on Pesach? Matzah. It's that you have to have this kind of matzah, shmura matzah, right? So let me ask you a question. If that's true, how does that translate? Oh, first of all, according to Ritva, very basically, how is he understanding Gzera Shava, right, in a very limited way? And how does that translate over to Sukkos? What's the Gzera Shava according to the Ritva? You understand?
Yeah, just like you have to have this kind of matzah, you have to eat the Sukkah.
They're not comparable.
I mean, no, they are in a way, though. Because each one of
No, they're not.
Yeah, no, this kind of sukkah bread.
Right, that's crazy.
the Zugu represents the Kedusha of the day, and the S'more Mazur represents the S'more of the Kedusha of the day.
What do you mean the Kedusha of the day? Well, I want to know a simple question. I want to know that the Riff is suggesting that we know all along that on Yantiv there's a Chiyav to eat. That exists already. So the Gzera Shava of the first night can't be teaching you about a Chiyav eating at this point. We'll see that's not true according to other Shitas, but according to this Shita, it's not teaching you a Chiyav Achila because the obligation to eat already exists. When you have a day Yantiv, you must eat. So then what's the Gzera Shava teaching you? What's Tesvav? Tesvav, I was teaching you that on the first night of Pesach, you can only you have to have this kind of matzah. Okay? And then he says, "V'chein b'lada b'shana shel sukkos." What do you mean, "b'lada"? What b'lada b'shana shel sukkos? What is the gzera shava on sukkos then? Not to have matzah ruya, that can't be. So what's he telling you? It's a simple idea. Yes. What's he telling you? Shana bet, guys.
Geniuses. Yeah.
We know there's already a chiyav to eat on Yantav. I mean, what I'm really trying to show you is that according to him, he's a very unique way of how the gzera shava was built, so to speak. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in some sense, built the gzera shava. Okay. First step is what? What do we know already? The Torah tells us you have to eat on Yom Tov. The Kedusha Siyom demands an Achila. So the Chiyav Achila already exists in the Kedusha Siyom. Right?
What is it that we need to eat that we learn out from
Pesach? Okay, so what's he telling you? What's the Gzera Shavah coming to teach you?
Teach you how you have to eat, but I'm not really sure how it teaches that.
Well, let's be more categorical. It's coming to do what? Vis-a-vis. In other words, it's building off the Chiyav Achila, right? You already have a Chiyav Achila, so it's building off of it to tell you what? Find out the universal first, and then let's apply it to each one. Okay, so it's modifying the Chiyav Achila.
Yes.
Right? The Gzera Shavah can only do one thing. It takes the present Chiyav Achila and modifies it. Okay? Now, there's two ways you can express modification. Right? Mm-hmm. So one way is, come on, Brisker.
Captain the Gavra.
Not Gavra. Right? One way is, modify the substance. Okay? In other words,
or the place.
Oh, so what's the Chiddush by Sukkos?
Right.
Right? What's it telling you? The Chiyav Achila already exists.
The place is not a Brisker term.
What? I know.
The Makom.
In other words, what all the Riff is telling you is a very simple idea. It's the easiest way to learn a Gzera Shavah. He's telling you all a Gzera Shavah can do. This is important. The Gzera Shavah, it's not a freestanding Gzera Shavah. This is what I was trying to tell you before about how you present it. The Chiyav, the way God built Yantav and then Sukkos is like this. First, in a sense, this is not philosophy, I swear. It's halacha. He created, so to speak, the Kedusha Siyom of Yantav. And there's two Yantavs. There's Yantav here and Yantav here, right? Meaning Pesach and Sukkos, right? But there's no unique identity to them, so to speak, right? No, there's just 7 days. 7 days of Kedusha Siyom, right?
Okay.
I'm saying in the according to the Ritva, and it's most basic. That's where the Chiyav Achila comes from. There's a basic concept, okay? The Gzera Shavah is built off of that pre-existing phenomenon, right? It's there to do what? What's really Gzera Shavah really do? What? Yeah, but it's really to differentiate
it gives you
the idea of Pesach from Yantav. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay? There's the Gzera Shavah is coming along to tell you, but now, how do we know that this is Pesach and not just generic Yantav? The Gzera Shavah. So by modifying...
Generic Yantav, though.
What?
Every Yantav is... There's no such thing as a generic Yantav.
No, there is. It's called generic Yantav.
Okay, what's a generic Yantav?
It means there's 7 days of...
Maybe Yantav is a generic
Yantav. Well, it's pre-Pesach, pre-Sukkos.
How do you know there's not just stage?
Because the Gzera Shavah. The Gzera Shavah is coming to tell you what makes this Yantav unique.
That makes sense for Pesach, not for Sukkot.
It does, because you know why?
What?
What tells me that this Yantav, what gives it its unique character? That on the first night, what must I do? That's on Pesach. On Sukkot, what must I do? The Makom. But knows the modification of the Chiyav Achila is what gives this Yantav its character.
So
put it in more halachic terms, by modifying the chiyav, what's the makom, the fact that I must have my achila in this makom tells me that this is sukkos.
So what's the character of Rosh Hashanah, the fact that you did the head of a fish?
Oh, one second. Okay, good. So Tully, that's good. So now you're asking a funny question. So now, because you see this doesn't exist by where?
Anywhere.
Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah.
Oh,
obviously,
Shavuos is the style of him, you know.
No, so 1 second. But you see something interesting. This is, I promise, not philosophical either. Okay, it's just that it's the halachic construct. Tiglum Tosfos. Well, I don't want to define it yet. I want you guys. I want to read it, set up the question, and then we'll stop. Gabriel, take a look at the Tosfos. Very difficult Tosfos. And just to where's the chumash? Eli, can I have the chumash, please? The one that's open. Let me look for it.
303.
You need this. You need to know. You need a little background here to appreciate the Tosfos.
Okay. 303.
Page 303. Of course. You didn't hold the Prakim and Psukim. You hold the pages.
Okay.
So in Parshat Tzav, what happens in Parshat Tzav? Parshat Tzav?
That's when Aaron and his children are commanded to
what most likely korbanos. Okay.
Well, but, all Vayikra.
Okay, good. At the end of Parshat Tzav, what happens? Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu basically walks to Aaron the Kohanim.
Aaron's children die?
That's Shmini.
That's in Shmini. All right? So he walks him through the process of korbanos as well as the begadim. And the end, it says like this. So Moshe says to Aaron, Basharos Abasar Pesach Almoid, Visham Tachluoso, right? So cook the meat in front of Almoid, and there you're going to eat it, right? And then he says, the leftover you got to burn. Listen to this. Umi Pesach Almoid lo Seitsu Shivas Yamim. Okay?
Say what?
For 7 days, right, you cannot leave where?
Your
so Aaron and the Kohanim and his sons were, in a sense, banished, right, stuck in the Almoid. And the Torah says, the end, U Pesach Almoid is the key line. Teishu yomam v'layla shivas yamim. You that the Kohanim, there's a positive commandment that what? They have to live in the Ohel Moed for 7 days. Teishu. Teishu.
Well, where have I heard that word before?
There you go. So Tosa says, Gabriel, that's your cue. Teishu king to duru.
Teishu king to duru. B'Yerushalmi yalef v'gzera shava ne'mar kan teishu.
Amazing. So they turn to not. This is very nice.
No.
No.
No. The opening.
Stop. Good question. Yes. That's a good question. Tali's saying that how's this a good Gzeira Shava? Because the Kohanim lived there. Why? That one time for 7 days. Right, Aaron and they were there. That was part of the learning process. So somehow the Yerushalmi is learning that what's the Gzeira Shava? It's not Teishu King to do, or rather what? It's whatever, not the Gzeira Shava, whatever. They're learning from what? They're saying, so just like the Kohanim and their sons lived in Ol Moed for 7 days, so to you, and who's that Shita like?
What's the Gzeira Shava? Teishu?
That's Gzeira Shava. The Gzeira Shava is Teishu. It's like Teishu in both spots. Okay? Who come on? Who does that line? Rebbe Eliezer. That would, in a sense, it's kind of like Rebbe Eliezer. Keep going.
Maya yeshiva shenem shenem rala halan asava ezalelos ke.
Very odd, right? Like just like over there, you got to make your nights like your days. What does that mean? Your nights like your days.
Yes.
What does that even mean? I think Chaim was going nuts about that, right?
Chill?
Yeah. Yeah. What does that mean?
Sleep by day, you sleep by night.
No. There.
Is he still on?
I don't know. I can call back. He's not.
Oh, man. Sorry. Okay.
I you seen an interesting text from Momo?
I know. God. And then he says, Leilos Kiyomim. What does he mean, Leilos Kiyomim? So too by the Sukkah, Avishiva Hamura.
Avishiva Hamura, Durabanan Mefaresh.
No.
I skipped something.
Yeah. Avishiva Hamura
Khan. Avishiva Khan, Asaba, Leilos Kiyomim.
All right, so that's a different way of learning it. Okay, what does that mean? Make your nights like your days. What does that even mean? You two, what does that mean? Shana Bet boys, picking you guys a lot, aren't I? What?
Eat at night.
Okay, but how are they learning that from Pesach Almoed, from the Kohanim? All right, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? The time of the time of the Rabbanan. I want you to think about this. The time of the Rabbanan.
The time of the Rabbanan. Mefarish Rabbi Yochanan v'shem Rabbi Shmuel Ne'amar Chamisha Asar v'Pesach.
Yeah, ma tesva nemar pesach lalav bishal chova.
Pesach lalav harishon chova bishar kol yamim rishus.
Af
tesva nemar v'chag lalav harishon chova bishar kol yamim rishus.
So we know this already. So then the Rabbanan version is the gzer shava tesva tesvav. Okay, but now this is a clear repudiation of the Ritva's position. Because look at the Yerushalmi asked the following question, which Eli made fun of before, but yet the Gemara they take it seriously there. What's the question you ask on a Gzeira Shava? Gzeira Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav, how could that be? Because one question is, Chavraya Bo.
Chavraya Bo, I ma lahalan.
It's a very funny question. She kanes the matzah keshehu ta'aveh. On Erev Pesach, you guys don't know this.
Hungry for matzah.
You got to go in with a te'avon, right? You don't eat, are you allowed to eat Erev Pesach? Well, you can. You eat.
You need an appetite.
But you're not supposed to have a suda, right? You don't have matzah. You got to go into the Seder with a certain appetite, right? Awesome. That's why.
That's why
the best feeling in the world is, right, when you haven't eaten the entire day, you get to eat shmur matzah, and your stomach just thanks you. Yeah, great. It thanks you especially for that. Thank you, thank you. Tonight. Yes. All right. By the way, you know, the Ginsburg Minog.
Oh.
Okay. So what does Tosa say? So Tosa says... what does I say? So Tosa says what? Tosa says, what kind of Zerush... Tosa, excuse me, Yerushalmi says... this Gzera Shava, if the Gzera Shava is true, what should you have to do on Sukkos?
You should have to be hungry for your meal.
What? That's the best question you can ask. Or
that's a weird version of Tree's question.
Right, or, and Rav Zera by Imalahalan Achiocha Gzais Dagan Matzah Afkan. Now here, how do you read this? Achiocha Gzais Dagan Besukka. What does he mean by Yocha Dagan Gzais Dagan?
Of
what? Of grain, right? So they're meaning what's the question they're asking? What's bothering these two guys?
That why you only take the Gzera Shava so far?
Right. Well, meaning if you're gonna do Gzera Shava, what should you do? Duplicate it. This is a very difficult question. See, the Ritva, that you understand why the Ritva sneaks out of this problem? The Ritva is so nice and clean.
What
are
we not duplicating?
Do you eat matzah on Sukkos? No. Do you have to have it? Do you have an appetite?
You have to.
You're right. You have to have an appetite, but then it's not.